We're constantly seeing how people get their news changing, right? It feels like it shifts every year.
Oh, absolutely. It's a moving target.
And some really fascinating research just landed from the Pew Research Center. They're looking at, well, what they call news influencers on social media.
Right, those accounts with like over 100,000 followers who are regularly posting about current events, civic stuff.
Exactly. And this study really pulls back the curtain on who these individuals actually are and, you know, the kind of impact they might be having.
It's pretty comprehensive too. Pew didn't just do a quick poll. They surveyed over 10,000 U.S. adults nationwide this past summer. So really broad look.
Okay, 10,000, that's a solid base.
Yeah, then they got specific. They identified this pool of
Yeah.
like 28,000 potential news influencer accounts
Wow.
and narrowed it down to analyze 500 key ones across the big platforms: Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube.
Okay, so they zeroed in.
And to really get what's being shared, they looked at the actual content. Over 100,000 posts from those 500 influencers across 3 different weeks.
Right, so you've got the audience view, the influencer view, and the content itself.
Exactly. It gives us a pretty detailed picture of this whole ecosystem.
Okay, so with all that data crunched, what's the big headline? Who's actually getting their news from these influencers on a regular basis?
Well, the top line number is about 1 in 5 U.S. adults. So 21% regularly turning to these influencers on social media.
1 in 5. Okay, that's already pretty significant.
It is. But here's where it gets really striking. You look at younger adults, 18 to 29.
Yeah.
That number just skyrockets. It jumps to 37%.
37%. Wow. So more than a third of younger adults are relying on these individuals.
Exactly. It really points to a pretty fundamental shift in how that generation is getting informed about the world around them. It's not just a side thing for them.
That's a huge jump, yeah. What about political lines? You know, are we seeing like more Democrats or Republicans following these accounts?
That's one of the interesting bits, actually. There wasn't a big split. Yeah, the study found it was roughly the same. About 21% of Republicans and 22% of Democrats said they regularly get news from influencers.
Huh. So it's not primarily a like partisan echo chamber thing driving the overall audience numbers, at least not in terms of who tunes
It
in.
seems that way, yeah. The consumption level's pretty similar across the aisle.
Okay, so not a big political divide in who gets the news this way, but what about other demographics? You mentioned age. Are there other groups more likely to tune in?
Yes, definitely some clear differences emerge there. For instance, white Americans are less likely, about 17% reported getting news this way.
Okay.
That's lower compared to, say, Hispanic adults at 30%, Asian adults at 29%, and Black adults at 27%.
Right, so noticeable differences there across racial and ethnic groups.
And income seems to play a role too. Adults with lower incomes, they're more likely around 26% compared to middle income at 21% or higher income earners at 16%.
So it seems like these news influencers are particularly connecting with younger people, certain minority groups, and those with lower incomes.
That appears to be the pattern, yeah.
Okay, that paints a clear picture of the audience. Now, when people are getting this news, what kind of information are they actually getting? Is it just headlines or?
It's actually quite a mix. The vast majority, like 90%, say they get basic facts from these influencers.
Okay, so the core information is there for most.
Yeah, but it's definitely not just the dry facts. They're also getting a lot of opinions. 87% said that. And interestingly, funny posts related to news, also 87%.
Huh. Opinions and humor right up there with the facts.
Right. And breaking news updates are common too, about 83%. So
Yeah.
it's this blend, you know, information, viewpoint, sometimes entertainment, often with that personal creator touch.
And how do people feel about this? Like the ones consuming it, do they find it helpful? Does it make things clearer or more confusing?
Well, for the most part, it seems helpful. A pretty solid majority, 65%, felt that news influencers actually help them better understand current events.
Okay, that's a strong positive signal.
Yeah, and very few, only 9%, said they felt more confused. So generally, it seems to be adding clarity for the audience.
And do they see it as just like the same news repackaged or something different?
They definitely perceive a difference. About 7 in 10 said the news they get from influencers is at least somewhat different from what they get from other news sources.
Interesting. So they're seeking out something distinct, or at least they feel they're getting it. But what about the connection? Do people feel like personally connected to these influencers?
That's where there's a bit of a gap. While a majority, 58%, do follow or subscribe.
Right. They're clicking the button.
Exactly. but only about a third, 31%, actually report feeling a personal connection to the influencer.
So it's more transactional for many, like following for the info or the updates, but maybe not that deep loyalty or parasocial relationship we sometimes hear about.
It suggests that, yeah, the audience is there, they're following, but maybe more driven by the content or the convenience than a deep personal bond for a lot of users.
Okay, got it. So we have a sense of who's watching, what they're getting, how they feel about it. Now, where is all this happening? Which platforms are the main hubs for these news influencers?
Okay, so platform-wise, one really stands out, X, you know, formerly Twitter.
Right.
An overwhelming 85% of the news influencers in the study have an account there. It's clearly like the central place for this kind of activity.
85%. Wow. Okay, so X is the dominant player. Who comes next?
After X, it drops off a bit, but still significant. Instagram is next at 50%, then YouTube at 44%, Facebook at 32%.
Okay.
And then Threads, which is newer, at 30%, and TikTok at 27%.
Interesting that TikTok is lower on that list, given its reputation with younger audiences who we just said are big consumers of this.
It is interesting. It suggests that while young people might be consuming news from influencers across platforms, the influencers themselves, at least this cohort studied, are most heavily concentrated on X first.
Right. Are they usually just sticking to one platform, like just X, or are they spreading themselves out?
Oh, they're definitely spreading out. The study found about 2/3 are active on more than one site.
Okay, most are multi-platform.
Yeah. And get this, 27%, so over a quarter, have a presence on 5 or more different sites.
5 or more? Wow, they're really casting a wide net. Trying to be everywhere.
Seems like it. Really trying to meet the audience wherever they might be scrolling.
Makes total sense. And are they sticking just to the social feeds, or are they branching out into other formats like podcasts or newsletters?
Good question. Yeah. Yes, many are expanding beyond just the posts. Yeah. About a third, 34%, also host a podcast.
Okay, a significant chunk branching into audio.
And nearly a quarter, 22%, use email newsletters. Direct connection there.
Right. And are they doing this just for influence, or is there money involved? Are they monetizing?
Oh, yeah. A majority are. 59% monetize their presence in some way.
How? Like ads or?
Various ways. Subscriptions, asking for donations, selling merchandise. It points to this becoming, you know, a professionalized space for a lot of these creators. It's their job or a serious side hustle.
Okay, this is building a really detailed picture. Let's zoom in now on the influencers themselves. Who are these people behind the accounts? Any major demographic trends?
One really jumps out. Gender. There's a pretty significant gender gap.
Oh, how so?
The study found that the majority are men. About 63% men compared to only 30% women.
Wow, more than double. That's quite a skew.
It is, although it's worth noting, TikTok was different. That platform had the smallest gender gap, almost an even split, like 50% men, 45% women among the influencers they looked at there.
Interesting. So TikTok's environment might be fostering more female news creators or attracting them differently?
Potentially, yeah. But overall, across the platform studied, it leans heavily male.
Okay. What about their politics? Do they tend to wear their political leanings on their sleeve?
About half of them, 52%, do explicitly state some kind of political orientation in their profiles or content.
Okay. So about half are open about it. And which way do they lean among those who are open?
Among those who state a leaning, there are slightly more who identify as right-leaning. That was 27% of the total sample.
Okay.
Compared to 21% who identify as left-leaning.
Right.
But it's also really important that almost half, 48%, don't have a clear publicly stated political orientation.
Right. So a big chunk are either neutral, trying to be objective, or just not centering their identity around a political label.
Exactly. It's not like everyone fits neatly into a left-right box.
And where are they coming from? Are these mostly like former journalists, people with traditional media backgrounds?
That's another really key finding. Mostly no.
Really?
Yeah. The vast majority, about 77%, have no past or present affiliation with a traditional news media organization.
3/4 have no newsroom background.
Right. Only about 23% have some kind of tie, past or present, to the news industry. So this really reinforces the idea that we're seeing a lot of independent voices, people building their platform outside those legacy structures.
That's fascinating. A new breed of news source, largely independent. Okay, so if they're independent, what are they actually talking about? What topics dominate their posts?
All right, so Pew looked at the posts specifically about current events or civic issues. That type of content made up 43% of all the posts they analyzed.
Okay, and within that news-focused content?
U.S. government, politics, and elections were by far the biggest topic. that was 55% of the news-related posts.
Over half just on U.S. politics and elections.
Yeah, definitely the dominant theme. After that came social issues, things like race, LGBTQ plus issues, abortion, that was about 18%.
Okay.
Then international issues at 14%.
Yeah.
And about half of that was specifically about the Israel-Hamas war during the study period.
Got it. So international news is present, but domestic politics really leads.
Very much so. Other things like tech, crime, health, immigration, environment, economy, they were all there, but in smaller percentages.
Yeah.
U.S. politics is really the main event for many.
Does that focus change depending on the platform? Like, is TikTok all social issues and X all politics?
There are definitely some platform nuances. Yeah, it's not quite that extreme, but you see differences. For example, Instagram actually had a notably higher share of posts about the Israel-Hamas war, 14% of its news content.
Higher than the overall average.
Right. Whereas YouTube, that platform leaned even more heavily into politics. 68% of its news-related posts were about U.S. government, politics, and elections.
Wow, over two-thirds on YouTube.
Yeah. And what's also telling is that for most individual influencers, regardless of platform mix, U.S. politics was key. For 58% of them, U.S. government, politics, and elections was the single topic they posted about most frequently.
That really hammers home the political focus. Now, you mentioned earlier that most of these influencers don't have ties to traditional news orgs. Does that independence seem to, you know, affect their content style or choices?
It seems to, yeah. The study suggests those influencers without news organization ties are, for instance, more likely to be active on YouTube and TikTok.
Okay.
They also seem more inclined to openly link themselves to specific values or identities. Like, the report mentions expressing support for the LGBTQ plus community as an example.
So maybe a bit more advocacy or personal branding mixed in?
Potentially. And tying back to what we said earlier, they're also more likely to be monetizing their content, which makes sense, right? If you don't have an institutional salary, you rely more directly on your audience or sponsors.
Right. That fits. They're building a personal brand, often with a clear viewpoint, and funding it directly.
Okay. Let's maybe dig into those platform differences a bit more. You mentioned some specifics, but can we walk through the main ones? What did Facebook look like for these influencers?
Sure. On Facebook, among the influencers who did state a political leaning, it skewed more right-leaning than left-leaning.
Okay.
Mostly men, as per the overall trend. And the vast majority had no ties to news organizations, content-wise, heavily focused on U.S. politics. And interestingly, many on Facebook were also on X, Instagram, and YouTube. Multi-platform was common.
Got it. How about Instagram? Similar picture. Pretty similar in some ways. Again, among those stating a leaning, slightly more right than left. Mostly men. Mostly no news org ties.
But the content focus. You mentioned international earlier.
Right. While U.S. politics was still primary, Instagram did have that relatively higher share of posts on social issues and international news, especially the Israel-Hamas war during the study period.
And yeah, almost all Instagram influencers were also active elsewhere, especially X, YouTube, and Facebook. Very interconnected.
Okay, then TikTok, the one with the more even gender split and political leaning.
Exactly. On TikTok, it was roughly an even split between explicitly left and right-leaning influencers. Smallest gender gap, high percentage with no news org background.
And you mentioned LGBTQ plus support.
Yeah, they were more likely to show support for LGBTQ plus causes compared to influencers on some other platforms. Most were also using Instagram, YouTube, and X. And TikTok influencers had a high rate of monetization.
Interesting mix on TikTok. Okay, turning to X, the biggest platform overall for these influencers by presence. Right. On X, the lean was more explicitly right-leaning than left-leaning among those who declared, mostly men.
Any difference in news background there?
Slightly. About a quarter on X did have some news org affiliation, which is higher than some other platforms, but still means three quarters didn't.
Okay. And content?
Primarily U.S. politics. Mm. An interesting point about X. About a third of the influencers primarily active there were only on X. More platform loyal, perhaps?
Huh. Maybe.
They also had a strong showing in podcasts and newsletters linked from their X profiles. And yes, the majority monetized.
Okay, finally, YouTube. Big focus on politics there, you say.
It's a huge focus, yeah. 68% politics.
Yeah.
Also skewed more explicitly right-leaning than left among declarers and more men than women.
News ties.
Lower percentage with news org affiliation on YouTube. Very independent creator feel. And like others, the vast majority were on multiple sites, especially X and Instagram. They had a big podcast presence, too.
And monetization.
Highest rate of monetization on YouTube, actually. Seems like a key platform for turning influence into income for these creators.
Wow. Okay, so putting this all together, It really feels like these news influencers aren't just a niche thing anymore. They're a significant and quite diverse part of the information landscape now.
Definitely. Especially as we saw for younger Americans.
Yeah.
They operate across so many platforms, mostly outside those traditional media walls.
I'm covering a wide range of topics, but with this really strong gravitational pull towards U.S. politics.
Exactly. And that, I think, leaves us with a really important thought, something for you listening to chew on.
Yeah.
What does this all mean? What are the implications when, you know, a big chunk of the population, particularly young people, gets its news and understanding of the world from individual creators on social media,
mm-hmm.
people often operating without traditional journalistic structures or sometimes affiliations?
Right. How does that shift things compared to relying on, say, established newsrooms?
And how do all those different political leanings we talked about, the different platform dynamics, the monetization pressures, how does all of that collectively shape the information environment that, well, that all of us are trying to navigate every day? It's a profound shift, and we're probably just starting to understand its full impact.